I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, October 29th. The skies above most cities and towns are glowing. Artificial light sources beam a lot of their light into the sky. That makes it harder to see the heavens, and it can cause health problems, endanger wildlife, and waste both energy and money. One big contributor to the problem is streetlights. They can be improved by adding shielding that directs their light downward and by using the right kind of fixtures. One type of fixture that could help is LEDs. They use less energy than most other types of lighting. They last longer, and their light can be concentrated on the ground, not the sky. As a result, many cities have replaced older street lamps with LEDs. But experts on light pollution have some concerns about those fixtures. Because LEDs are cheaper to operate and last longer than older lamps, some locations may increase the number of street lights, for example. Studies have found that watt for watt, white LEDs produce more sky glow than other types of lighting, and the color of the light can be a problem as well. LEDs produce more intense blue light than some older street lamps. That increases glare and makes it harder for the eye to adapt when you go from a bright area to a darker one. Experts do suggest, however, that warmer LED fixtures operating at lower levels can light up the ground without making the skies glow even brighter. We have sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.